Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. So excited to have you here for this week's episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. As an educator in the mediumistic arts, I teach and connect with people from all over the world. And it is such a privilege and such an honor to help people unlock and embrace their natural mediumship abilities and help them make really strong connections with the world of spirit to develop their mediumship abilities so that they're able to give really clear and accurate messages, whether that's to family members or friends, or they have this feeling within their soul that this is something that is part of their soul journey and that they are meant to be doing. To be able to help people and facilitate that learning is a privilege. But also one of the big things that I really am so honored to do and hold space for my students and my mentees, is to help them through the challenges. And so when we're looking at mediumship, particularly from an educational standpoint, teachers are often showing their students, this is how you complete this. This is how you achieve this outcome. But when it comes to mediumship development, and I've had many conversations with the world of spirit about this, is that when we're developing our mediumship abilities, in those beginning stages, like before we actually start our formal training, before we start sitting in a development circle or taking a container course, whatever that is, they're going to kind of dangle the carrot. And what does that mean? Like for me, it means that they show you the potentiality within your abilities, within yourself. And by doing that, they get your attention. It's kind of like taking a kid into a candy store and then letting them have a treat and they love it and they just want to keep going back. Well, that's the same thing that the spirit world does with us, because they want us to have this understanding of who we are as these spiritual beings having a human experience by also embracing our natural spiritual gifts. And so they're going to show us that potentiality. And then once we get into the development, then it feels like there's a big shift. Things don't feel as clear. It doesn't feel as easy. It's more challenging. And that's all part of the journey. It's all part of the journey. And the spirit world does that because they want us to come in to our own. They want us to fully embrace the journey and learn what it's all about. Because mediumship is much more than just giving messages from spirit. It really is. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a way of living. And what I mean by that is how we perceive our lived experiences, like how we feel about ourselves, how we show up in the world, how we think about different people or events or situations, and then how we act upon them changes as we develop our mediumship. Because so much of our mediumship development is the spiritualization of self. What does that mean? For those of you that are new to the show, that is a term that I use because, and what it means is we are these soul beings having a human experience. And when we develop our mediumship, we're learning about who we are, not just as a physical being, as a human. We get to learn about who we are as the soul that is alive within the body. We get to understand who that soul is that animates our physical body. And when we tap into that awareness and that knowing of who we really are on all levels, it shifts our lived experiences. It shifts our vibration. It shifts how we show up in the world. And it shifts how we show up and make decisions and choices and how we interact with one another and the choices that we make in our life, and how we contribute to the benefit of other people and animals and the world. Like there's a bigger picture here. And so
going back, the spiritualization of self is recognizing that we are a soul. And so how do we live our human aspect of our life? How do we live the physical life while fully embracing the spiritual aspect of ourself? Because we know, okay, yeah, we got a body, but the body, when we die, that's over. But what lives? It's the soul. That soul is alive right now. It is not separate from us. And so that realization really shifts how we view life, and it can be challenging. I know in my early development, there was a rapid acceleration of my growth in myself, in my spirituality, not even just the mediumship development itself, but it was incredible. And I have to say it was just enlightening. It was exhilarating. It was soul filling. It was magical, but it was also really, really tough too, because in that early stage of the development, I went through a dark night of the soul. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, when people call it a dark night of the soul, it's fucking dark. It sucks. It's not easy. But the whole point of it is that we have these moments in time where we have to get really honest with ourselves about who we are, what we think about ourselves, our behaviors, our belief systems, anything that's holding us back. And that will happen either just prior to you embracing your spiritual gifts or shortly thereafter, because as channels for the world of spirit, we need to be the clearest channels that we can be. And so spirit's going to bring all of this stuff up to the surface, number one, to be revealed so we can do something about it. And then number two, we got to heal that shit, right? And so there's a lot of things that are going to come up for us that need to get looked at. And mediumship development really highlights those things in our life. And I want to talk about in particular some of the things that are really common that every medium is going to experience in the early stages of their mediumship development, particularly if they're not under the guidance of a mediumship teacher or mentor, because they don't have anybody as a sounding board to go, yeah, that's totally normal, or hey, you know what? I've been there. Let me share with you some tools and tips on how you can overcome that. So let's delve into some of the obstacles that you're going to face in your mediumship development. And also, I want to give you some tips on how you can overcome it. Because, you know, we've got so many people that are sharing mediumship development tips on social media. I'm a mediumship teacher. I spend a lot of time on social media. It's a business tool for me, right? But it's also an incredible tool that I get to use to connect with people just like you. And I do believe, and I personally feel, there's a lack of transparency in the spiritual community when it comes to developing our mediumship gifts. And I think it's because people that are doing this as a business, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. I do it as a business. It's my full-time job, right? It's how I pay my bills, my mortgage. That's how I support myself. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what I do notice is that people don't talk about the challenging parts as much as maybe they should, because there's like a fear of, well, if I tell people what it's really like, they're going to be scared to take the course, or they're going to be scared to sign up for my workshop, or nervous about signing up for mentorship with me because they don't want to have uncomfortability, too scary. They don't like it. We got to make everybody feel warm and fuzzy. And so they don't talk about it. And then when people get into the courses, they're like, what the hell's going on? I had no idea this was going to happen. And I actually had a couple students in my current course that I'm teaching of the Ethical Mediumship Foundations that have had some of those experiences. And it was really an honor to be able to hold space for them and identify what they were going through and then help them overcome it. Because when we can overcome our obstacles in our mediumship, it allows us to unlock our full potential as psychic mediums. And we're going to have so many different challenges that can really hinder our ability to connect with spirit. And so I want to talk about like three big ones that we do see, we do experience in our mediumship development. And one of them is doubt. We really need to confront doubt, because doubt is actually the shadow of insecurity. When we are facing and experiencing doubt, what it does is it hinders our ability to recognize the potential that we have in our gifts. And whether you're brand new to mediumship or you've been doing this for a long time, maybe you've been doing this like 10 years plus like me, there are going to be times where you doubt yourself. That's normal. But we don't want you to stay in it. doubt is really detrimental because it stems from two things. One, like your internal securities, and then two, skepticism. Maybe it's skepticism from like your family, your friends, maybe your partner, maybe your coworker. Maybe they're like, you guys are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you developing this? That's not true. It's just make believe. What are you like? All of that kind of stuff makes people feel really insecure. And then it causes people to experience doubt. And then there's people, like there's an individual in my current course that I'm teaching right now, who really struggled with doubt, like big time. And it wasn't until week four that they had a breakthrough. When they were in a practice session with another student, I just observed and I could see that this person was really, really struggling. I could tell right away, spirit was with them. Spirit was trying to communicate with this person, but they were doubting their ability to connect with spirit. So they weren't able to pick up on them. And what I did is actually walk them through the process of, number one, validating, hey, I need you to know spirit's here. It's really real. So having someone validate your experience is really, really important. And I did that for this person. And then I walked them through the process. I was tuning into the medium and very much aware of how spirit was working with them. And not all teachers do that. And I think it's a disservice to the students, because if you can't tune in to your student and help validate what they're going through, that's going to increase their doubt as well. And so I really believe that is something I do well in my teaching that has a major benefit to my students. And so I walked this person through the different things that spirit was impressing upon them. And this person goes, oh my gosh, okay, that really is spirit? Yes, honey. Yes, it is. Okay. And they were able to give some information while I was watching them. And it was kind of like, you know, if you're getting the lawnmower started and you got to pull that string a couple of times to get the engine revving, that's exactly what I was doing with my student in this breakout room session, was just kind of pulling the cord, getting the engine revved up so they could get on with it, right? And that's what we're doing when we're looking at doubt. We need to recognize that doubt doesn't just show up in our mediumship for no reason. Doubt is often something that we experience in our day-to-day life. It just gets really highlighted in our mediumship journey. And so if you are facing doubt, what I would say to you is take time, whether that's, you know, 5 or 10 minutes in meditation, or even just spend 5 or 10 minutes journaling, contemplating, going for a walk and just contemplating, where do I feel doubt in my life? Do I feel doubtful in my relationships? Do I feel doubtful about myself, my strengths? Do I feel doubtful about my ability to be able to connect to the world of spirit? Do I doubt myself and my potential as a mother, as a partner, as a worker, as a sister? Like, I want to say to you, doubt is going to show up in your mediumship, but it's almost 90% of the time something that you're experiencing in your everyday life. And because our fast-paced society just says, well, it doesn't matter what you're feeling, just keep doing it. Keep going. Push through it. You don't honor it. And by honoring it, you create space so you can heal it. And what I want to say to you is why doubt is so detrimental is because it closes you off energetically. So this analogy, my students hear me share about it in the Connected Spirit School. Think of your energy is like an umbrella. When you are relaxed, when you're calm, when you are just open to the experience unfolding however spirit believes it should be, your umbrella is wide open. When you start to feel doubtful, it's like you close the umbrella. And by closing the umbrella, you're closing off your awareness. Spirit can be right there, but you're going to have no awareness of them because energetically, you're not open enough. You're not attuned to them. So one thing that can also help you overcome doubt is knowing that every single time that you set that intention before you begin working, whether that's in a class, meditation, or in a private setting with a client, set that invitation, set that intention to the world of spirit and let them know, spirit world, I am here to be of service for the highest good. I hand over this reading and the outcome to you because I know within my heart that you have the best intention for my sitter, for my partner, for my client, and that whatever is needed for them, I don't have to worry about that. All I need to do is just trust you and allow that information to come through my abilities and pass it on in a loving way. And I'm just going to leave this to you. Doing that is going to help you. When you set that intention as well, the spirit world is always going to 150% have your back. They're always going to be there for you. I promise you that. And they will always say to us, especially in meditation or in messages, when we're sharing them in a group setting. And it's always about encouragement. And it's about saying, hey, I know you're feeling doubtful, but you don't need to because we're here. We're going to be with you every step of the way. And if you can relax, if you can trust us a bit more, this is going to be an incredible partnership. So know that at the end of the day, you're not doing this alone. And I think a lot of mediums put a lot of pressure on themselves. They feel like they have to perform, they have to bring through certain types of information, and then they doubt their ability to do that. And basically, they just get in their head. Take time to confront your doubt and to heal it. Because when you do, it is going to be the best thing that's going to happen for you personally, because it's going to allow you to honor and really embrace your strength and your uniqueness and allow your abilities to really reach their fullest potential. Okay. So feeling doubtful, totally normal. You're not alone. Been there, done that, got the whole fan package, t-shirt, bumper sticker, and you know, the tote bag. Been there. But there comes a point where we have to move past that, because otherwise it's that stumbling block that will hold us back from reaching true clarity and finding purpose in our abilities. The next thing that a lot of people experience, not everybody, but a lot of people do, especially I feel a lot of the people that have been guided to me, is there's this fear when it comes to embracing their mediumship abilities. And this fear has such a grip on them. And to be honest, when I was in my early development, I was really scared because, you know, there was so much of the unknown. I had no idea what to expect. I just knew that I had found a mentor and I had said to her, I really need some help because these abilities are overwhelming me. I don't know what to do with them. I've been raised in a religious home and I've got all of this programming that I need to work through because it's causing me so much fear and it's holding me back from finding freedom. And so there's a lot of different things that people will experience when it comes to fear in mediumship or fear of even connecting with spirit, even their loved ones on the other side. You know, fear, whether it's the unknown, fear of judgment, or maybe encountering negative spirits, that can definitely hinder your mediumship abilities. Because the same thing like doubt, anytime you have a lower vibrational energy and you have your focus on anything other than love and on anything other than that beautiful connection with spirit, it's going to close your awareness and make it really difficult for you to connect with spirit. It's also going to lower your vibration, which is going to make it difficult for you to connect with spirit. Because here's the deal. When spirit works with us, when we're doing mediumship readings, they're in a really high vibration. And the vibration that spirit operates in is that beautiful frequency of love. Now, if we're in a low vibration of doubt or insecurity or feeling fearful, you can see there's such a disconnect between those two frequencies. There's no way they can meet in the middle. And as mediums, we need to be able to raise our vibration in order to connect with spirit. So for those of you who don't know how mediumship works, the spirit world's at a high vibration, that loving frequency, they lower their vibration to a certain degree. And then the medium needs to raise their vibration so that the medium and the spirit, both their frequencies, both their energies can meet in the middle. And that's where mediumship happens. That's where mediumship takes place. And that's what medium means, literally in the middle, right? So we can see by having those blocks, having those hindrances really disconnects us from our abilities and spirit. Doesn't mean they're not going to be there. It's basically our own stuff is getting in the way. And so we need to look at how do we address some of those fears? Where are the fears coming from? A lot of the fears that we experience when it comes to spirituality and our development is the fear of the unknown, fear of people's judgment, but also religious influence. Whether you were somebody that regularly or actively attended church growing up, maybe you still do, but you're having these spiritual experiences. So much of the doctrine and the dogma and the creed says that this is really negative, and it's actually not. And in a previous episode of the show, I talked about some of the areas where we can see mediumship was actually taking place in the Bible. And so we need to look at and address where, what's the root cause? Is it because it's the fear of the unknown? If it is, find yourself a mentor. They can educate you. Find a mentor that is going to be experienced and explain things in like layman terms, like everyday terms, because there's a lot of people out there that want to use these like big spiritual terms and words, and it causes more confusion than anything. It's like, keep it really simple, okay? And have somebody that's going to be able to answer your questions and guide you along the journey, right? Is it the fear of being judged? Look at that. You need to heal that. Is that something that is you're experiencing that is holding you back in other areas of your life? Honey, you got to heal that, whether that's through journaling, having some tough conversations with people, maybe going to therapy, because again, mediumship's only going to highlight the insecurities that we face in our regular day-to-day life. It's just amplifying it. That way we heal that so we can be clear channels. Expectations are a big one that we need to look at, because anytime you have a desire and expectation, even if it's an expectation or a desire to be an incredible medium, to do a really great job for your client or your partner, to bring through beautiful information so the people you're reading for know without a shadow of a doubt you're connecting to the other side, even that expectation is going to create tension, and that is going to close off your ability. Something that is really important for you as a medium is to recognize that you have no control over the reading. You are simply the channel. And when you move into a connection with the world of spirit, you want to stay in this natural flow of power. And by doing that, you need to be able to release control and develop the art of surrender. And surrender doesn't mean, you know, you're letting the spirit world have a field day with you and your energy. Quite the opposite. What you're saying when you surrender is, spirit, I'm here. I'm this channel. I know you know what's needed for this client. I know that you are very much aware of the right energies that need to be adjusted or tweaked in order for this communication to take place for my client. I know that you already know what type of information my client needs to hear, and all I need to do is surrender all of that to you and relax and just trust. And when you do that, this transformative power of surrender and trust is going to help you let go of any kind of rigid control or expectation. And it is going to be like a river dam that is let go. The flow, the power is just going to channel through you so much easier. And when you're actually done the reading, you're going to be like, oh, that was super smooth. And you should feel energized after your readings too, you guys. If you feel drained, that's you putting too much pressure or tension on yourself and using too much of your own energy as opposed to the power. Okay. Really take time to develop the art of surrender. And if you're trying to control, I mean, again, we're going into desire and expectations and control. Release that. Look at the areas of your personal life. What do you try to control and why? Many people want to control things in their life because it's a safety mechanism. It helps them feel safe and secure. When people know what to expect, they feel like they can relax a little bit. But honestly, you guys, that is a false sense of control. It's actually binding you in fear and anxiousness and trepidation and doubt. You got to let that shit go. You just have to. Otherwise, you're never going to be the clearest channel for spirit that you're meant to be, that you have the potential to be. Something that I feel is really important when we are developing our mediumship, and an obstacle that I see in almost every single student of mine, and I've taught hundreds of people, is like comparing ourselves. We need to control who we focus on when we're actually doing the reading. So if you're in a partner session, like if you're in a class, you know, it's very easy to look at other people and see, wow, oh my God, they can bring through this incredible evidence. Look how they can just channel so smoothly. It looks so easy. They make it look so easy. It's so effortless. And then we are looking at them as kind of like the pinnacle point of what we want to aspire to be, as opposed to saying, okay, I've got my own set of unique abilities and strengths, and the spirit world recognizes it, and they want to work with me because of my uniqueness, right? And if I allow myself to be in my own energy and honor my own potential, spirit's going to be able to mold those abilities to a far greater degree. So it's not to say that you can't admire other people's work, but avoiding comparison is going to be so helpful for you guys, because comparison is often fueled by like social pressures. I'm going to be honest with you. It really is. And it's this like quest for validation, you know? And what it does is it truly erodes your confidence and hinders your ability and your mediumship development progress. Hands down, it really, really does. It's detrimental to your mediumship to compare yourself to other people, because what you're saying is then you're not good enough. And then it starts to affect your self-esteem, your feelings of self-worth, doubt. All of that comes to the surface. Don't. I like to tell people to view it this way. Each of us have different physical bodies, but there is a commonality between all of us. Doesn't matter our race, our gender, where we came from. We all have a spirit within our body that animates us. And that spirit is connected to source. So we might all look different, but honey, we all the same. It's just how our lived experiences express the manifestation of the spirit, that express and manifest the power of our abilities, right? Don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that, okay? Don't. Avoid doing that, because it's just going to create a burden for you, and it's going to be really difficult to overcome if you stay in that energy. Really foster a mindset of self-acceptance, okay? And just allow yourself to really honor your journey. Your journey is going to be similar to many people in many different ways, but then it's going to be really unique too. Honor it, okay? One way that you can overcome some of these challenges, these obstacles that you're going to experience at some point in time in your mediumship development, is by building a deeper connection with your spirit team. Your spirit team are your cheerleaders. They are your coaches. So if, like, for example, my husband loves sports. He loves all different types of sports. He's played sports his whole life. There's always a coach. There's a bunch of team players. There are strategies. There are, you know, times where they gather to meet and come up with strategies and game plays, all of that. That's what your spirit team does for you. They're like your coach, your cheerleaders, all of it. They are there to help you develop your mediumship abilities. Not to develop your mediumship abilities so you can be like somebody else. Not to develop your mediumship abilities so you can have your mediumship be a specific way. We don't want specific. We want you to be ethical and evidential. And however that manifests is perfect. So spend time in meditation, in contemplation, connecting with your spirit team. Sit in the power. You know, it doesn't always have to be formal, connecting with your spirit team. It's about developing that relationship and trust with them. I honestly have some of the best talks with my spirit team when I'm doing the dishes, when I'm vacuuming, because I'm able to kind of zone out and have my mind very calm and relaxed. And that's actually the perfect vibration to be in when you want to connect with spirit. Give it a go. Give it a try. The more you connect with them, the stronger that relationship is going to be, and the stronger your mediumship will be, because your guides are your eyes and ears to the other world. They are aware of what your energy is like before you go into reading. And the same with your clients. But your spirit guides also know who the spirit communicators are that are lined up that want to come through in your reading. They're going to be working with them too. So there's a lot of uncertainty in a mediumship reading. But the thing that you can really hold onto and get strength from is connecting with your spirit team. Because if something goes wrong, they're going to help you. Also, have patience with yourself. Have patience with the journey. You might be struggling in your mediumship, but know this is only temporary. There are so many different highs and lows and everything in between in your journey, you guys. If you think it's just going to be smooth sailing, you are kidding yourself. Doing this almost 10 years, I've had so many highs and lows and everything in between. And something that has come up very, very recently for me is I've had a lot of personal stuff go on. I'm going to be honest with you guys. And if you follow me on my socials, you'll see some of the videos that I've done. And what I always tell people is our personal life is reflected in our mediumship. And what I mean by that is if we have insecurities, doubts, stresses, expectations, fears in our day-to-day life, all of that is going to show up in our mediumship. If we are tired, if we are sick, like last week, I was having a pain day. I deal with chronic pain from time to time, had a lot of personal stresses going on. And so I had a flare up. Well, that affected the quality in my mediumship readings. Interestingly enough, my clients loved the readings. They thought it was great. It was evidential, but I didn't think it was at the level that it normally is. And so I recognized that I was still able to do the work, but not to the degree that I am used to working. And I had to be okay with that. our personal life, all of that inner dialogue, how we've been raised, who we allow into our personal life and talk to us. Are there people that lift us up and encourage us? Or do we have people in our life that are very critical, that are judgmental? We have to shift how we live our life and who we allow in our life. We are sacred beings. Every single one of you is a sacred soul who has a journey, who has a purpose in their life, whether it's to develop mediumship or not. And we need to look at how we live our life from a holistic point of view. And there's going to be a lot of stuff that you need to clean out, right? And with our mediumship development, it is always inward out. When we do the inward work, the outward manifestation of our soul being in our personal life and in our mediumship, or the expression of our mediumship, is going to be far more superior than what it ever could have been. And so I really want to encourage you today, whenever you're listening to this, build trust. Take time to build trust within yourself and with your spirit team. That is foundational, and that's going to help you transcend your doubts and fears and insecurities. And know that mediumship is going to be one that is not linear. It's like you go through the beautiful path, and then you got to climb up a mountain. And then sometimes it feels like you're stranded on the mountain and you can't find the path to take you back down. Like, that's all normal. And this is why I really believe that community and mentorship is so important, because a lot of these experiences, when people just are not being transparent about it. And so when you do experience it, it's like, I don't know what to do. I wasn't expecting this, right? Have patience with yourself. Have patience with the world of spirit, and give yourself the opportunity to allow your abilities to flourish, because the spirit world is going to be supporting you every step of the way. And you know what? I'm here for you too. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey. So stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.